Rx Latchford here with another day page, and taking a look at the New York Times here is a story about Hugh Laurie, the actor starring in House. I was watching House last night with my alien companion, and as she is not used to the Terran situation, she finds the show oddly interesting. But I think it's because of Hugh Laurie, not so much because of the stories in House, which may be more difficult for her to process. But the dateline is Los Angeles, and it comes from Reuters, and it's an interesting story. Hugh Laurie, best known as the cantankerous doctor from Gregory House, from Fox TV series House, has carved out a new career path that steered him away from acting and led him to music. The British actor released his second album, Didn't It Rain, a nod to New Orleans blues. In the United States last week, the record features a mix of classic blues tracks performed by Laurie on piano and ensemble group The Copper Bottom Band. Laurie, age 54, talked to Reuters about his transition from an actor to a blues crooner, working with Stephen Fry and appearing in a Daft Punk tribute with Stephen Colbert. "Is it strange to switch between acting and music?" he was asked. Hugh answered, "It's not an obvious transition, but it was one I was very grateful for. Because I suppose after acting on the end of a television show, I would have probably had quite a long period of, well, I don't know, mourning is quite the word, but withdrawal anyway, because it was a thrilling time in many ways. House was a character I loved, still love, will always love, and he will forever be with me. And I might have gone into a strange withdrawal period, but I had this incredible opportunity, I mean, really, once-in-a-lifetime chance to get suddenly into a room and speak in different tongues, as it were, with a whole different set of people with different ideas about life." And it goes on to ask him, why the blues? And we'll leave that interview there, but I was doing a blues show earlier this morning on Radio InfoWeb, and kind of woke up to the blues, because often I'll come into the studio and start doing a radio show and not fully awake yet, as regular listeners to Day Page may be aware. In fact, it's time for the salute to coffee. We'll do that right now. And even stranger still, I have been a musician on occasion, and this morning I woke up to a dream about playing. I've been listening to the Radio InfoWeb Chill Channel, which has become quite popular, and during my day job, which involves a lot of concentration and mental activity, I like to listen to the Radio InfoWeb Chill Channel, Deep Space Chill. In fact, I think we just got the domain deepspacechill.com, so you can look forward to that. Whoopee! But in my dream, I had a backup band doing some chill grooves, and I was playing along to that. So you never know. Sometimes reality follows dreams, and perhaps that band will happen in the not too distant future. You never know. You know what, though? I'm not going to quit my day job, and I'm not going to quit doing Day Page. But that's going to be Day Page, and I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another turn of the page in that big book in the sky, and we'll do another Day Page together, you and I. See you then. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb.